Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we journey through the book of Acts and learn that true faith leads to action. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to today's episode of Everyday Truth. Really looking forward to the next couple of episodes as we wind up the story of the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts. It's certainly not the end of his story, but we left last episode with the Apostle Paul trying to clarify, John, with the Jewish leaders in Rome, hey guys, I'm not against Israel. I'm not against the Jewish religion. I don't know what you may have heard. Truth be told, I'm for the hope of Israel. I'm as eager about talking about Messiah as you are, and more so because Paul knew he had found him. So I promised you last episode that we would talk about the response that the Jewish leaders had to this clarification that Paul offered. And that's what I want to do. So look at verse 21 of our text, where the Bible says, they said unto him. So Paul has just issued this clarification to the Jewish leaders. Here's what they said. We neither received letters out of Judea concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came showed or spake any harm of thee, but we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest. For as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against. So the response could not be better.
It sure is. Paul has an open door here now to explain what his life has been about in preaching Christ and who Christ is. A golden opportunity.
And the interesting thing is that they haven't heard anything. So it's almost as if the religious leaders in Jerusalem kind of dropped the case. They probably figured, you know what, we didn't get what we wanted in indicting the Apostle Paul. Of course, they wouldn't call him the Apostle Paul in indicting Paul. But he's in Caesarea, he's under arrest. We did as much as we could have done, and they just left it alone.
Yeah, so I think in some ways it shows that these people back at Jerusalem really were not that zealous for the things of God. They did not Paul. I can imagine if Paul had been reversed, if Paul would have been the one trying to persecute somebody, he would have made sure that people knew about what he was doing.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's a really good point. And it's almost an out of sight, out of mind issue at this point. But Paul must have been relieved to hear this.
Yes.
That because he was probably assuming that the letters had come and these Jews were going to be vehemently against him and maybe even appear at his trial. And yet none of that is true. And isn't that not the case in life, that many times the things that we fret over or the things that we have angst about are things that we think could be true or might be true, but upon further inspection, they're not true?
He sure is right. You know, Paul has no idea what to expect. And I would imagine he would have thought that these Jews here would have already been, you know, prejudiced against him. But that is not the case. And now he will just have a great opportunity to speak Christ to them and tell who Christ is.
So it's interesting because they basically make two overtures to the Apostle Paul. Number one, they say, we really want to hear what you have to say. So that's good. We want to hear what you have to say. And then they add this clarifying thought, because everything we've heard about Christianity is that we've heard a lot of things against it. You know, everywhere that we feel like this thing pops up its head, people are against it. But you know, we're open. We want to hear, of anybody in the whole world that could represent what Christianity is, you can. So we want to hear about it.
You know, we see throughout the book of Acts, Paul is the prime person to be doing this. We've seen throughout all of his ministry in Israel, Asia Minor, over into Macedonia, Philippi, that Paul has seen a lot of negative reaction by the Jewish people and often trying to stop his ministry. And yet Paul now comes to this group of people who've heard a lot of things, but yet don't know the full story. And now they want to know the whole story to see what Paul has to say.
In life, it's always a blessing when somebody is willing to listen. And I don't know who that is in your life right now, but I have to imagine that there are people in your life that maybe don't understand Christianity. They might not understand your priorities, but they would be willing to listen. And we have to be people that are bold enough to speak to those people in those situations.
We sure do. And Paul here knows that these people, although they don't know much about it, what they do have, what they have heard has been a lot of negativity. And yet Paul does not let that stop him. And when people come to us, even if they already are more negative toward what we might have to say, if they're willing to hear us, we preach Christ freely and openly with love, and God can do a great work in people's hearts.
So watch how this actually unfolded, because the Bible says in verse 23, "And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening." So verse 23 is a description of that day when these Jewish leaders and many others with an open mind and heart came. And Paul spent an entire day. So it was like a one-day gospel seminar. And he demonstrated who Messiah is, the Bible says, from the law of Moses and out of the prophets. So in other words, he used the entirety of the Old Testament scripture to show them who Messiah was.
You know, what a day this would have been to, I myself as a Christian today, it would have been great to have been back there to see what Paul said as Paul unfolded all this. But Paul has preached the gospel for years now. He knows the Old Testament well. He's given this great opportunity, and Paul is not going to squander this. He does show Jesus Christ from the Bible, showing the Jews from their own scriptures how that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He is the hope of Israel. And Paul does this for several hours, and the people stay there with him, listening to what Paul has to say about this.
Remember the road to Emmaus when Jesus said, "O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken." And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So we don't know how long of a journey that was to Emmaus, probably a couple hours. But for a couple hours, Jesus himself turned to scripture after scripture, quoting scripture after scripture from the law of Moses, that would be the first five books of the Bible, to the prophets, the rest of the Bible, demonstrating that Messiah was not the afterthought of God, but Messiah is the plan of God. And here Paul is doing an entire day teaching on that one subject.
This would have been quite a seminar, as you termed it a moment ago, quite a seminar to go to for Paul to be speaking this. And the Old Testament does talk about the Messiah throughout. And people who sometimes today may think that the Old Testament has no application for today, or let's just focus on the New Testament, the Old Testament's kind of passe, that is far from the truth. The Old Testament is full of spiritual truths about Jesus Christ and what he would do.
It's a great template for any Bible preacher or teacher, verse 23 is, in a couple ways. First of all, it's a great template in that his teaching and preaching was foundationed in the Word of God. So everything he was asserting came from the Bible. That ought to always be a descriptor of a message that I would preach or that you would preach, John.
Yes.
So not only was it foundationed in the Word of God, but it was with the emphasis of Jesus. Now, if you're going to preach the Bible, you're going to have to emphasize Jesus, because Jesus is the emphasis of the Bible. So I would say to my our listeners right now, and that is, if you're in a church that messages are not consistently foundationed in the Word of God, you're in the wrong church. Or if you're in a church where the Word of God is preached, but Christ is not consistently mentioned, then the Word of God's being mishandled, because the Word of God is about Jesus, whether it's Old or New Testament. search the scriptures. They speak of me, Jesus said in John 5. So the point is, these are Bible messages. They're Bible messages that are pointing to Jesus. And then the Bible says they are persuasive Bible messages. He's persuading them. There ought to be a desire in the part of a Bible teacher or preacher to win people over to the truth of the gospel. So obviously it's the Holy Spirit that does the convicting, but as believers who understand the truth, there ought to be something in us to say, we want you to believe this and look at this, and we want to prove our point in that sense.
There ought to be a fire in our heart. Truth ought to inspire us to go out there and speak with conviction, to really hold forth the truth. You know, this is not just some academic lecture Paul is giving. Paul wants them to know this is the truth. This is what you need to know. And Paul, you can just see Paul as he does this here. And as you mentioned, Pastor, this ought be what we ought to have in our heart when we're talking with people, whether that's individually, whether it's to a body of people. We need to have a fire in our heart to communicate the gospel message that people might know Christ as we do.
Look at the response of the day of teaching. You'll find that in verse 24, and some believed. Some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. That's the general description of the response of any Bible message. Some believed, some believed not. It's not my job to make someone believe. It's my job. My job is to faithfully preach and teach what the Bible says. My job is to emphasize Christ. My job, as you said a moment ago, John, is to have that passion in my heart. And then some are going to believe and some are not going to believe.
You know, we can't get in the ministry. Sometimes we get tempted to get down by a lack of response and sometimes. But here we get what we ought to do is focus on what God does. The truth is Paul spoke to these Jewish people and some did believe. And when the gospel does go out, God does have a purpose in what he is doing, and the gospel will accomplish good things. We may not always even see it with our human eyes at the outset, but God is always at work when the gospel does go forth.
Sometimes the gospel going forth is like a seed planted. Sometimes the gospel going forth is like a hose watering. But it's always going to be accompanied by God's Holy Spirit, and something is taking place. Something's going on, and I'm so glad for the power of the Word of God. So we are going to end for today, but next episode, we're going to, Lord willing, finish the book of Acts. So let's do so with an exclamation point. Let's rally the troops. Let's all be here. And let's see how this great book in the New Testament ends. Hope to see you next episode. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.